2 kilometer road stretch from Killybegs, bypassing Fintra. It's just started last week, and some heritage has come up in the take of the road. So some people were worried about that. They contacted me. I checked it out on Friday and liaised with the council, and they're in the last day or two with BAM and the council to see if we can mitigate the problem, hopefully from an engineering rather than a heritage or archaeological solution. That would mean leaving the heritage in place.
Now, we're talking about a World War II lookout post at Fintra. Were we familiar? We knew this was there, did we? Or was it discovered as the works were ongoing?
No, we knew it was there. In fact, to be fair to the council, they did everything right. They contacted the History and Heritage. We also controlled Fintra School, so we were kind of mitigating any problems along Fintra School, which is a protected structure. And in that process, we highlighted unrecorded archaeology and built structures such as this lookout post. So we were fully aware of it. There's three around Killybegs. It would appear, I'm only learning about this myself, Greg, but it would appear that there's 83 loops, lookout posts, they're known as loops, stationed around Ireland. But these three around Killybegs seem to be, if not unique, unique around a harbour. And they're completely indifferent architecturally than the rest of the lookout posts that are more familiar to people at St John's Point, Carrigan Head, and Sleeve League, right around the coast.
Now, what threat is there to at least one of these with the ongoing roadworks?
Well, it's in, currently, it looks like it's in the take of the road. But to be fair to the council, because I highlighted it on behalf of History and Heritage, Killybegs History and Heritage, which I'm the chair of, in 2019, it just seems to be, you know, a slight clerical error got lost in translation, because our the impacts on Fintra School, for example, and the drainage and the footpath and cycleway and everything that's going by there hasn't got lost. So it's just got lost in an email. It would appear that the road is not fixed, which is great news, because we thought this was the road was fixed, but it's in the road take. If you imagine coming from Fintra towards Killybegs on the left-hand side, so the ideal solution is an engineering solution, move the road 15 metres out from the road take and leave it in place. People would be familiar with the tannery in Mount Charles. It was taken away, and it really didn't have to be taken away by Donegal County Council. It was a protected structure a few years ago when they'd done the Mount Charles work, about 2017 or so. And this would be very similar. So it's on the take of the road, on the margins of the road. Just leave the heritage where it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure this... I think the Mount Charles situation would have been responsible of TII, surely, rather than the council itself. But anyway, be that as it may...
Yes, you're right there. And what we're talking about in Fintra is a council job, a Part 8, they call it, because I work on these projects as an archaeologist over the road, over the years, including for TII. But what's most important about any of this is these structures rest with... They're in the gift of the council to protect them, not to protect them, or to advise on the roads being moved. So that's the most important thing.
What do you see the future value to the region of retaining these lookout posts?
Great question. I suppose, in a way, this is a positive news story, because it's making people talk about their World War II heritage, that 20th century heritage, and the role of the likes of Fort Dunre in Lough Swilly as a treaty port, along with two in Cork. And it would appear that Killybegs has these three lookout posts around it, because it was critically important to the Donegal corridor, and also the potential to ever use Killybegs in wartime as well. It was a naval base for the British up to 1922. And my guess are, when more research is done by historians and archaeologists, it'll point towards Killybegs' role in these wider things. But the Donegal corridor, for people that don't know, is an air corridor 6 miles wide going across Donegal Bay, touching into North Sligo, North Leitrim, and Donegal Bay, St John's Point, Killybegs area, Fintra. about 80 planes came down in that corridor during World War II, or as we call it, the emergency. These gun loops are built in 1939, and they go out of use after the war in 1945. So they're part of that world, the story of the World War. I suppose it's good we're in war in the Middle East and in Ukraine at the minute. Isn't it good to know that these events are never too far away from us? I think they should be left there for all of us to remember. Mm. War is not far away.
That corridor you talk of, a valuable part of our heritage. That corridor you talk of too, that was a flight corridor. Was it for bombers based in Enniskillen to hit U-boats off the West Coast?
Yeah, more, Greg. Yeah, excellent. More for spotting planes, but then they would have joined up with bombers from St. Angelo, even in Enniskillen, or up in County Derry and other places. But the spotters, which is very interesting, the spotters in 1941, May 41, I think it was, for the Bismarck, came out across Donegal, the Donegal corridor from Lough Erne, Castle Archdale, spotted the Bismarck, and with others, they targeted the Bismarck and took down Hitler's most famous naval ship, putting a dent in it. But just to back up what you just said there, these gun loops tie in with that Donegal corridor. That Donegal corridor also helped the Allies, the British and Americans, etc., Canadians in particular, that used the Donegal corridor to keep the supply channels open in the North Atlantic.
And
that kept Europe fed.
It points to the fact that we've kind of always flirted a little bit with our neutrality.
You know, I know you and I don't have time for this, and I mightn't be the right man to speak about it, but look, it's leading us into that whole debate that was never finalised. What did I come across last night, just to remind myself when I was talking to you? It was Irish neutrality, I suppose Irish problem with an Irish solution, which was we were neutral. I, as a tour guide, go around, and I try and explain this to guests from Canada and America as best they can. So these gun loops, the details and the numbers over them are lookout posts. Some of them could have been used as gun loops, like the ones in Killybegs, which is a different story. But that information was only given to the Allies, not to the Germans. And so our neutrality, of course, was of convenience. And it was kept from the public, so we weren't informed. And officially, we've never been informed. But it's safe to say, a few years ago, I, along with other historians, started looking at a boat called the Robert Hasty. That was a trawler under disguised as a rescue boat for these downed airmen in the Donegal corridor. But it had other roles as well, including probably, and I can't say this definitively, but not only were the aerosines used to direct planes in, but also high-tech navigation and radar.